Probably a good idea if we pray, huh? Hey, Lord, it's us again. Thanks for giving us this book. We're going to look at it again today, and would you help us? Help us to learn what it is that you want us to learn so we can be of maximum service to you and to others. I think what we're praying for is discernment, Lord. Comfort your people. In your name, Jesus. Amen. So, little boys. Anyone ever been a little boy? Did you ever write a letter to Santa? I want. Well, little Mark, when he was a little boy, really, really, really wanted a red bicycle. For years, he's writing notes. Dear Santa, I really want a red bike. There's nothing, nothing, nothing. Crickets from Santa. So one year, the genius says, I know, I'll write to God. He'll come through. Dear God, this is Mark. I've been a really good boy all year long. Crosses it out. I've been a pretty good boy for the last 6 months. Crosses it out. I've been a pretty good boy for a couple of weeks now. Crosses it out, sets the pen down in frustration. Walks up from the table and then goes into the living room where the nativity scene is. And he's looking over his shoulder. You know, Mark's no dummy. He's looking and looking, and he goes into the nativity scene and he reaches in gently and picks up Mary. Wraps her in a beautiful cloth, all gentle and nice. He's still looking, goes to his bedroom, opens up the dresser drawer, pulls it and gently places Mary in the back and places some clothes on top of her. Closes it, comes back to the note. Dear God, if you ever want to see your mom again. I know, bad joke. I have been a big fan of Mary since I was this big. Yes, I went to St. John's University. God bless them. They taught me many things. I've not yet learned how to pray to Mary. It's not my deal. I like the straight shot deal. But how do you not like Jesus's mommy? I mean, come on. Can you imagine? Just a little review. Last week, we talked about this vision and this Gabriel angel showing up, right? It's chapter 1, about verse 26, if you want to look in the owner's manual. The angel Gabriel shows up to Mary and says what? Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you. Okay, so you're about 13 years old, and an angel shows up? What is that poor kid thinking? What do you mean, the Lord is with you? By the way, where have you heard that phrase before, the Lord is with you? Didn't we do that kind of? And I know a pastor who, whenever he does liturgy before the prayer of the day, what does he say? The Lord is with you. What's it say in your program? It doesn't say that. He changes the liturgy. Oh, my Lord. The Lord is with you. And then, what does it say? Mary is what? Oh yeah, right there, 29. She's much perplexed and about his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Ponder? What kind of greeting is this? Again, she's 13, we think. And then he says, don't be afraid. Oh yeah, right. Am I hearing things or what's going on? Don't be afraid. Common theme when an angel shows up, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Right? How can this be? Imagine the fear that's going on inside of Mary. She's pregnant via the Holy Spirit. What's going on? And she praises God. She gives thanks to God. Talk about miracles. Verse 37, I underlined it in my book. I don't know about you. Verse 37, for nothing will be impossible with God. Nothing will be impossible with God. Miracles still happen. Dawn said yes 37 years ago when I asked her. Dawn's my wife. Miracles happen, right? They still happen. You ever looked in the mirror Did you look in the mirror this morning? Show of hands. The rest of you didn't wash your face or anything far out. When you look in the mirror, would you please view yourself as what? A precious gift from God. One that says in the book, the Lord knit you together in your mother's womb, fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a miracle. You had nothing to do with the fact that you were born. You. Jesus' mom is full of gratitude. Anyone watch that Gospel Unplugged thing that we put out every week? Pastor Loos and Pastor Olson Pop were talking, we're talking about this story and about this song that Mary's going to sing. Pastor Olson Pop brought up the stand from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 through 10, where Hannah basically does the same thing about giving thanks and praise that there's going to be a kid. That's the right thing to do, by the way. When a kid is born, give thanks to God. Kids are precious, wonderful gifts. Anyone ever walk through a hospital? A couple of you. Are they full of germs in there? Be careful. I love going to hospitals, and especially when you'll hear a weird song come over the speakers. It's announcing the birth of a kid. And everyone kind of goes, huh, huh. And then they keep going because children are precious. We rejoice when our kids were born. The world rejoiced the day you were born. Joy. It's the right thing to do. Mary is a great example for us. Joy is more than just a feeling. It's long-lasting. It's a fulfillment of what? The greatest dream ever. I am so impressed with Mary. Her humility, her willingness to surrender her will and her life over to the care of God. She says, let it be to me according to your will. Let it be to me according to your will. So, now we jump. Elizabeth, cousin of Mary, they're both pregnant. One with John, one with Jesus. They see each other, and what does Elizabeth say? She's a lot older. It says that she was filled with the Holy Spirit, and it says, blessed, she says this to Mary, blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greetings, the child in my womb leapt for joy. I don't know what it's like to be pregnant. I've seen it from the outside. I don't know what it's like when the little kid's tap dancing on your bladder, right? The baby's going, even the baby's going nuts. This is so great, wonderful. Joy, leaps for joy. Real joy, you see, is only possible because of God's work in this world. And that's precisely what we're seeing between Elizabeth and Mary. God's work in this world. And her response, right? Mary's response. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in the God my Savior. He has looked with favor upon my lowly estate. My soul magnifies the Lord. Mary did not get puffed up and full of ego and pride. She wasn't arrogant. She didn't say, well, I knew this was coming because I've been so obedient. I. No. She didn't say, it's all about God, she says. It's not me. And this gift of faith that God has given her, challenging time in her life, for the rest of her life is going to be changed for the rest of the world. Eventually that baby who's inside her is going to die and come back because you're loved. Forgiveness, new life. But in the meantime, Imagine what she goes through as a pregnant, unwed mother, 13, 14 maybe. People are going to talk about her behind her back. Hey, did you hear about Mary? Or they might point fingers. Or gossip for sure is going to be roaming around. I'm stuck on the reading today because of these two women, Elizabeth and Mary. Wow. Talk about brave. Talk about wise, full of spirit, humble saints. They didn't blow their own horn. They didn't make it about them. It's all about God. Always has been, always will be. How does it go? Hail, favored, the Lord is with you. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, let us be thoughtful like Mary, thoughtful about your word. Allow your word to dwell in us richly. Let your word become flesh, be the foundation of everything, Lord. Help us to be thoughtful of others. Remind us that Christmas isn't about me and what's under the tree for me. Remind us of the reason Christ came that first Christmas long ago, not for himself and what he could get. He came for us. He came for us sinners. He came to give himself. Mary practiced this even before he was born. Help us to practice it too, Lord. Help us to be mindful and thoughtful of others. Help us to remember that you do indeed bless us with gifts of faith, hope, and love. And help us, Lord, remind us that you are with us always. Amen.